This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, I'm Melissa Idris. It's been a month since markets opened to a new Malaysia, and a lot has happened since. GST has been zero-rated. Bank Negara governor resigned last week. And just yesterday's Moody's published a report about its concerns over some policy uncertainty, though it maintained its ratings for Malaysia. As the market continues to digest these developments, we take a closer look at the economy. And joining us is Zafri Zulkifli, economist at MIDF Research. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Zafri. Can I begin with asking you, now in the new Malaysia, your outlook for economic growth, is it still intact? And what do you think will be the main drivers for the domestic economy?
The economic outlook still remains intact, both domestic and externally. For the domestic, we're still driven by this private consumption, especially with the zero-rated GST. And the stable fuel price will boost the domestic spending in the economy and the domestic demand. And for externally, if you look at the commodity prices, it has been improving strongly, double-digit growth. Brent has close to $80 per barrel. And then if you look at the global demand and the business confidence all over the world, are still on a steep, optimistic trend. And so we maintain our forecast for GDP at 5.5%, inflation at 2.6, unemployment at 3.3%, and export growth at 9.3% this year.
Well, Zafri, what about some of the key risks to Malaysia's GDP growth? I mean, be it domestic or external risks.
Okay, for domestic is mainly policy uncertainties, especially at this moment, a lot of changes. You know, we have seen a new government after 60 years of BN rule this country. We're going to see a lot of policy changes. But now the policy can be announced only, the earliest is by October and November, which is the budget of 2019 and the midterm RMK 11. So that is for domestic. For external is geopolitical risk, especially in the Middle East and among US and North Korea, and volatility in financial market as well in US. And volatility in the commodity prices, you know, because now the commodity prices are still dependent on the OPEC and non-OPEC agreement. Yeah.
So you mentioned policy uncertainty. That was something that Moody's highlighted in their report that they released yesterday as well, Zafri. They talked about concerns over the new government's fiscal policies you mentioned earlier, the things that you mentioned earlier, zero rating of GST and introduction of fuel subsidies as well. What are your thoughts on some of the findings or some of the statements made in that report?
Okay, for Moody's, my view is that their concern is on the fiscal deficit. They opine that the by zero rating, the GST will have an impact on the fiscal deficit. Of course, it's going to be impacting the fiscal deficit. But however, the rebound in the commodity prices will help the government, especially on the oil related revenue. And at this moment, the new government is really focusing on reducing the wastages and stopping leakages, because that is the main priority for our fiscal balance. Because now the previous government focused on more fiscal expenditure, a lot of government expenditure rather than government revenue. So it's to dismantle and reducing the excessive expenditure, then we can talk about more on the revenue side.
And if we were to take a look at, say, monetary policy with the new, we're going to have a new Bank Negara governor soon. Do you think this could risk shifting Malaysia's monetary policy stance? Or, you know, after we saw that OPR hike in January, could this mean the one and done story will still hold for the rest of the year?
For this year, whoever be the new governor, there will be no change in the monetary stance. Because with this environment of political uncertainties and our GDP is growing at a steady pace and inflation is going to moderate, I don't think there will be another hike. It will be maintained until the end of the year. So there's only one hike this year.
Zafri, next Wednesday, June 20th, we're looking out for May's inflation data. What are you expecting for that data point?
For the past 4 months, the average inflation is 1.7%. And May and April, the retail fuel price has been flat, even though the commodity prices have been huge, surged strongly. So we are expecting between 1.3% to 1.7% inflation for May.
Thank you so much, Zafri. That was Zafri Zulkifli, economist at MIDF Research. Okay, we're coming up to the top of the hour, and then we will have the bulletin. We'll be back with the opening numbers of the stock market. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.